The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
There's a fella that has been posting, a mysterious social media user. Now, this article says he's amassed a massive following of 6,000 people.
Oh, wow. That is a lot.
It's not.
That's so many.
But he dropped some news, spilled some tea recently about the five dates to remember. He
is exciting.
Quote, "I am a real time traveler from the year 2858. Remember these five dates in 2023. Now, he has claimed that sometime this year, and he gives the specific date. I want it to be a surprise for you.
Okay.
Right. Area 51, you know that area in
Nevada,
New Mexico?
Yeah.
Nevada?
Groom Lake, Nevada, I believe.
They will bring to life the first centaur in the history of Earth. Kelly, what is a centaur?
What is a centaur?
That was my question. Yes.
I thought it was an instrument.
A centaur.
Oh,
so they're going to bring to life
a sitar.
They're going to bring to life
I was like,
the first
sitar.
Got it.
It's a sitar.
Very much like Beauty of the Beast.
I can't wait till that sitar walks into the room.
Well, I don't know what
with
it
a
is.
Mouth.
It's a centaur.
A centaur. Yeah, come on.
What is it?
A centaur?
Steve, do you know what a centaur is? Do you know what a centaur is, Steve?
Isn't it? I'm thinking Minotaur.
You're on the right track, though.
It's similar. They are very
Minotaur
similar.
Was like
that's a man bull.
Half man.
Okay.
Like the top
centaur
half,
is a,
top half man.
A man horse.
Oh.
It's a subtle difference.
But a difference, for sure.
Upper body of a human, lower body and legs of a horse.
Yeah.
Now, this video has 21,300 likes, too. So, I mean, look out.
Okay,
sky's the limit.
That's a lot. That's, plenty.
March 30th, a passenger plane crashes, but really, it went through a wormhole for 6 years. Okay, like every TV show for a while.
Oh, man, that's exciting. That's like that movie, The Final Countdown, when the battleship went back into World War II and had to decide if they should end the war with modern stuff.
On April 23rd, a large meteor shower will occur. Meteorites will make it to the ground containing alien life. Wow, that's two really big things in a short period of time. But then, less than a month later, May 13th, this time traveler from 2858 says...
That's a big year.
It's a big year for mythology.
Man, this is really big. Okay.
It'll be a rare occurrence that'll cause the moon to turn pink.
Pink.
A pink
and then
moon.
That's the thing, though. A strawberry moon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, and we have... Well, I mean, we know when... Meteor showers are going
to
happen.
They said be sure not to look directly at it. Yeah, meteor showers, Howings, but they don't all bring alien life
to
the planet.
Not all of them do. Not all of them do. No.
Also, I look directly at that solar eclipse, and I'm fine. You'll be okay.
I don't think you should do that. July 2nd, six people will receive superpowers due to a rare and powerful energy burst from the sun. I don't know how it's going to sit.
This is awesome. I hope it's us. I don't know who the other two are, but I don't care.
And then on September 22nd of next year, isn't that close to your birthday?
September 23rd is my birthday.
This is the best I've ever done.
Okay.
That's when the first centaur will be created.
Wow.
They're working at Area 51 currently to merge many species. So they thought they'd start with one that was in Greek mythology.
What if the centaur is my fiancé? He's already halfway there.
Okay, that's...
It does make
plausible.
Sense.
He's got the mane, but it's the lower half that's supposed to be the horse.
Is there anything horse-like on his lower half?
Yeah, I mean, does he have anything that would be...
Yeah, there is. You should see those hooves. I feel like he, if any man were to morph into one, it would probably be him in the day before my birthday.
You think he'd still be into you? Or would he find a new filly?
Man, he does love horses.
He's kind of a horse guy.
He is a horse guy. His daughter's a horse girl. I think so. I think I stand a chance. I got the teeth to match. We'll be good.
Yeah, you guys could eat carrots together.
Yeah, the way you guys eat fruits.
Though you won't bite an apple.
Oh, I don't like biting into apples.
Yeah, he's going to love
what
apples
about just
when
like
that happens.
Nibbling a little.
Nibbling
yeah,
on an
like,
apple?
Yeah, just like eat it a little slower.
That's what I do, and y'all tell me I look stupid.
You do.
Yeah, I'll keep doing it. It works.
So that's what the time traveler says. Now, I'm going to offer
this
you
a
challenge.
Huge year, man. Just the centaur alone is huge.
On the snap of my fingers, you will go back 300 years in time.
Mm-hmm.
Through the power of my snap and modern technology, when you travel, you will arrive wearing the clothing of wherever you arrive on the Earth 300 years ago.
Okay, so 1723.
All you will possess is the knowledge you've gained so far. Okay?
Yeah.
You don't have any of the technology or anything else.
Yeah.
What are you going to do to prove to them that you are from the future? Kelly.
Oh, man. 1723. Mm-hmm. So I'm British.
Not necessarily, but a lot of the world was forced to be British then.
Yep. So I'm British. I'm going to talk about America.
In 1723?
Well, like the separation of America from Britain.
Okay. You're just going to wait 40 years for something to kick in?
Yeah. I got to start small and then work my way up. And people be like, damn, that crazy lady's been saying that for 40 years. Because you can't surprise people with like cell phones and CD players. Because nobody's going to believe you. You got to say things like peanut butter.
But don't you think there were... There were some people in England in the 1720s who could reasonably have said that any of the colonies might push back against the crown and someday gain their own independence.
Man.
I mean, it's not an outrageous thought.
But
they were a tiny island ruling 80% of the world.
When you say it's all over a tax on tea, and that's really what got
them. Going to be pretty specific.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you reference... I think I would have to do the same thing. You'd go, well, what dates do I
just
know?
Just have to follow Kelly around and go, yeah, that gal's right.
Yeah.
Burn her.
Because I'm like, well, I don't know what happens in 1724. Like, off the top of my head, I'd be, you know, I'd be like, is Copernicus around yet? Well, all right. First one I know is the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
Okay, look for, you know, like 1775 and then 1776. These are going to be pretty pivotal years, and it's going to be these specific individuals.
Because
then
what I'd
they would be
doing?
Really young, you know. I mean, George Washington in 1726. I'm not even sure he was, or 1723. I'm not even sure he was born yet. And if he was, then he would have been really little. So if I said it's going to be this guy and this guy and this guy, you're just going to have to take my word for it. But by then, they'd already think I was a heretic and they'd have burned me.
Is there something you could show them that is a device from the future or an invention of the future that they wouldn't know that's simple enough you could do it?
Shoe inserts. You know, they were all wearing, like, wooden shoes. Put in one of those little Dr. Scholl's shoe inserts.
I'll bet they already had shoehorns, though.
They definitely had shoehorns, but I don't think they had little slip-ins to make those little elf-looking shoes comfortable.
Something soft.
Yeah.
Do you think everybody was wearing wooden elf shoes in England in the 1720s?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much all over the world.
I can't tell you they weren't.
No,
because I don't know things.
What makes things extra comfortable is, you know, like, foam and rubber. And I don't know how the hell to do that. I can't make foam or rubber, and they weren't doing that yet.
Okay, what if it was 100 years ago? 1923. Kelly, what are you doing to prove you're from the future?
I'm making oat milk. And I'm going to make oat milk, and I'm going to be a billionaire.
Do you know how to make oat milk, though?
Hell yeah, you just soak oats in water. That's literally all you have to do. And it's so easy. And
I don't think people are going to be into that.
The dairy game. I'll change it. Right there. They're going to be like, prove you're from the future. And be like, almond milk and oat milk. Boom. Right, cashew milk right here. And then they're going to be like, what is this? I know. Dairy alternatives. But, that's how you know I'm from the future.
But that would be just like, oh, you thought of a drink. That wouldn't mean you were from the future.
But
that
nobody,
would just mean you had a good idea.
Right. But in the 1920s, when people are starving and nobody had thought of oat milk yet and everybody's hungry. And oh, here I am like, oh, you can't afford milk. You don't have a cow. Soak your oats. Bet you didn't know you could do that. Soak your cashews for a couple of days. Bet you didn't know you could do that. Hell yeah. It'd be great.
I know this, like around then I'd be like, I think, you know, you might be wise to stock up on as much gold as you can.
Yes.
Why don't you get out of I'd get out of the stock market if I were you, because I'm not exactly sure the date, but it's coming.
It's soon. 1929, right? This text, I would show them my shaved pubes and say, this is how the future rolls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably going to be
I'd
trouble.
Wear pants.
This text, I would kill baby Hitler. Yeah, I don't think that's going to prove you're from the future. I think that's going to prove you're a baby killer.
That you're just a murderer.
Right?
Because you got to wait till he's starting to do bad things. I mean, at least to tell somebody about it. Yeah.
Kelly's going to change the time-space continuum and breed a world of gross vegetarians who stink. Thanks a lot. It's not very nice.
That's not very nice.
This text, I'd go back to give Kelly's great-grandpa a condom so we don't have to listen to oat milk.
Jeez. Oat milk is delicious. If dairy gives you the runs, there's nothing wrong with that. Okay.
Yeah, that's true. And is it really just as simple as just adding water to oats?
Yeah. And if you want to, and like sometimes when people are like, oh, that oat milk's got a really good like maple taste to it or cinnamon taste to it, just put a cinnamon stick in there while you're, and oat milk is the quickest. You just get a cheesecloth, oats, soak it in there for 35-ish minutes, put some cinnamon in there, let it sit overnight. You always got to shake it because it separates, but it's so easy to make.
Why don't I just get like Quaker Oats apple and cinnamon and then drink what's left over?
You could do that too. That's essentially oat milk.
Yeah.
It's very easy to make.
This text, I wouldn't try to prove to them I was from the future, but I would predict earthquakes. And then once I got one right, I would scare everyone into leaving all the land that's valuable now.
Yeah.
I would own the West Coast.
Yeah, I think I wouldn't even bother trying to prove that I was from the future. I would just make really shrewd investments.
Do you think you would be able to do better in your life then, using the knowledge you have now, than you are now? Or would you live a worse quality of life?
I'd be lost. I don't have a car. I'm broke. People are hungry. All you're eating are beans. No, I'm not doing that. I don't want to be in the 20s. I just got the right to vote. No Men way. Hate me. Nope. No.
Yeah, wait, are we talking then or now?
Well, but actually, it applies to both.
Yeah, didn't have a car. Finally got a voter's license or whatever you call it.
I would definitely do better then. I don't want to go to then, but if I had to, I would kick ass. Are you kidding? You can invent everything before somebody else does.
What is something you could invent that was invented in the last 100 years?
All you need is the idea. You don't have to do everything. It's not like, you know, you just have to have great ideas and get the right people.
What is
but
one
also,
of them?
Also, I
give
can,
us one
I can
of the ideas.
I can pre-write a bunch of Beatles songs. Like, I know where those guys hang out, you know? You just got to go hang out at the Cavern Club. They're just starting to make it, and you go, hey, I know that
you'd
you're
have
doing,
to wait 30 years to do that.
You're doing all this stuff. Oh, yeah. But I would do that with other stuff, too. Like before that, big band stuff or whatever. You find those guys. So like it's 1930s and you find, you know, big band and you go, hey, how about this? Dun, 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 and they go, that's an awesome tune.
Yeah. That'd be pretty good. This text, oat-soaked water. Wow. You invented gruel. Pretty sure everybody in the 20s knew what gruel was.
Yeah, you just invented porridge, but without the nourishment.
It's a milk substitute for people who are poor or lactose intolerant.
Do you think
it's
oats?
Easy.
Do you think oats back then were free?
I don't think they were free, but that's a great point.
Yeah,
they still had to get it.
It seems cheaper than milk. I'm not sure where I'm getting that information from. Just pulling it from a limited knowledge of what groceries cost. And I bet you could steal it pretty easily because they didn't have cameras back then. So I'd have been a great thief in the 20s. Oh, my God. Knowing what I know now, I could have stolen so many things.
Boy, I
actually,
ask
no,
more
things
questions.
Came in glass. That's really? Not easy.
Yeah,
when was plastic invented?
Like well, 1990.
Yeah.
But like as like a Tupperware thing and coming and stuff. Everything was in glass in the 20s still.
I mean, there was a lot of stuff in glass and tin.
Yeah, you buy a shirt, it's inside a glass box. It was crazy. What a crazy time.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.